Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Good afternoon from FBI Drinks. Today we are having some guests over at home and we are going to talk about one cocktail and one liqueur that we are going to use in a cocktail. So the cocktail is essentially the Boilermaker. Yay! Have you heard about it? Tentrack. So the Boilermaker and the liqueur we are going to use is Triple Sec to make a cocktail, and Saloni will tell you more about both of these.
So, a Boilermaker is a skilled craftsman who makes boilers. What more do you want to know? It's so easy to understand. No, but besides that, a Boilermaker is a cocktail that uses whiskey and beer. Basically, these are the two ingredients in it. And it's so simple. There are three different ways you can have it. The first way is take a shot of whiskey and take a nice glass of beer. All right. Have a shot of whiskey, gulp your whiskey down, and then sip on the beer. What fun, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and gets you nice and high, trust me. Yeah, the second way is you take this big glass of beer, take a shot of whiskey and dunk the shot glass into
that
the beer.
Even more interesting.
Isn't that? So that's fun. That's a fun party cocktail. The third way is, okay, if you don't have this big glass of beer at home, take a bottle of beer, take a pint of beer, take a bottle of beer, pour a little of the beer away and pour the whiskey straight into the bottle.
Oh, that's the best.
I think so. It's amazing, okay, because it doesn't really mix so well. So, you have a little taste of whiskey and then you have the taste of the beer. It's fabulous. You must try that as well. And so, this is the Boilermaker, essentially. And it gets you high pretty fast. It's a good, fun party cocktail. And that's what we're going to have today.
Wow, interesting. Looking forward.
Yeah. So, the second cocktail I'm going to be making today is using Triple Sec. Triple Sec essentially is an orange liqueur, is an orange liqueur, and it's basically made of bitter or sweet oranges, the rinds of the bitter or sweet oranges, and it's pretty intense and refreshing at the same time. So I really enjoy using this in my cocktails. Also, you can have Triple Sec as a digestive. You can have it neat or you can have it on the rocks. I prefer it on the rocks and in the cocktails. The cocktail I'm going to be using it for today is something I haven't yet named, and I'm sure there is a name out there, but I really don't know what it is called. So if you know, please let me know. Samit, any idea what I'm going to be doing with Triple Sec today?
I don't know. I hope it's something interesting. But talking about Triple Sec, interestingly, Curacao or liqueur, even Cointreau is a version of the orange liqueur, which is, you know, they are interchangeable. It is made of sugarcane, you know, like alcohol, which is great. The Grand Marnier, which is also an orange liqueur, is actually made with brandy. So when your base changes, the whole taste in cocktails, you know, when you add it, changes. And I think orange, the fresh, the fruitiness of Triple Sec should be amazing. I'm very curious to know what and how you're going to experiment with it.
So today is going to be really, really simple, okay? I'm going to be using blue curacao. I love the dark, you know, color of the blue curacao. So that's one thing I'm going to be using. I'm going to be using lime, either lime cordial or fresh lime juice. I haven't yet decided. I'm going to try both. And I'm going to be using triple sec. So what I'm going to be doing today is just taking a whole lot of ice in a cocktail glass, adding the triple sec and stir, 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 stir. All right, and add some blue curacao and stir, 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 stir again, and add the lime and stir, stir, stir again. Why so many stirs is because I really like my cocktails to be evenly blended, and I think it's really nice to have all the ingredients kind of merging with each other and blending and giving you that zing in every sip. All right, so I'm going to be doing that and straining it into a cocktail glass, a lovely cocktail glass. The color will be nice and the deep blue, and I'm really looking forward to having that cocktail. Would you like to try that?
I'd love to. I think it sounds, I'm already hoping that the afternoon and evening fast forwards tonight.
So I'm looking forward to what else you can do with Triple Sec. Any idea what else you can do with it?
I'm sure there's a lot. We can also do a Google search. This is what we know. But if you have any ideas, thoughts and information on Triple Sec, do comment in our post. We are going to share this on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram and a lot more places. So do comment, share with us and build the FPI Drinks community.
Brilliant. I'm looking forward to doing that. See you guys.
See you. Before we sign off, three things. One is follow FPAI Drinks on Instagram @FPAIDrinks. The same on Twitter. The third thing is we have something for beer lovers coming up called Beer Heads. Stay tuned for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Until the next time, signing out. Cheers.